I'm Nathan Cones here with your week in review for Sunday, January 3rd, 2021. At number 10, to kick off our list, a Carroll woman charged with assault following the October 14th shooting at Fairview Apartments was sentenced on Monday. That particular individual, 31-year-old Tricia Monique Jones, pled guilty to assault, a simple misdemeanor. She was sentenced up to 30 days in the Carroll County Jail with all but 2 days to suspended. At number 9, no injuries were reported in a Carroll accident on Monday afternoon. When it comes to car accidents, I encourage you to check out our website at carrollbroadcasting.com for the details on that. At number 8, the Crawford County Sheriff's Office and the victim's family are asking for the public's help in recovering a stolen tractor. It's a 4030 open cab John Deere with a red fuel cap and loader. It was the victim's family's father's tractor originally, and they're looking for a little bit of help identifying that. So if you have seen that tractor, go ahead and contact the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. At number 7, slick road conditions led to 2 accidents in Carroll over the holiday weekend. Like I said just a moment ago, when it comes to car accidents, check out carrollbroadcasting.com for the details on those. At number 6, the city of Carroll gave fair warning ahead of Tuesday's storm of the high cost of ignoring snow ordinances. Of course, only 3 inches of snow did end up falling in that wintry weather, but the city did emphasize the importance of moving your car out of roadways. You run the risk of getting parking tickets, plus your vehicle could potentially be towed. While it wasn't too big of a deal on Tuesday, those snow ordinances are in effect for the rest of the winter. At number 5, 4 men are now charged in connection to a November vehicle burglary in Carroll. Those 4 men now are 19-year-old Charlie Rowland, 22-year-old Devin Morrison, 19-year-old Dalton Maples, and 18-year-old Austin Wheeler. Those men are charged with breaking into a parked pickup truck and damaging a storage box in the back. At number 4, a Carroll woman who was charged with assault after allegedly threatening to shoot another woman was taken into custody last week. That individual, 48-year-old Janae Maddie Monique Buab, she's accused of threatening to shoot a victim, and a witness to the incident corroborated the victim's story. Authorities later recovered a pistol-type BB gun from the scene. Number 3, a Baird woman was jailed after striking 2 parked cars, a fence, and a house late on last Sunday evening. That individual, 25-year-old Ashley Faith Andrews, has been charged with OWI. And number 2, a semi-operator drove into a ditch last week to avoid a collision. That was 45-year-old William Richards making that maneuver. There was a slight collision between the 2 semis, but no injuries were reported. And then our top story from the past week, a Carroll woman closed out 2020 with $30,000 from the Iowa Lottery. That's Brittany Otten. She claimed her top prize in the Elfin Fun Scratch Game. And that does round out your week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.